Farm leaders ready for the new year. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We had a great convention this time. Changed a few things around, and I think from what I've been hearing, people really enjoyed it.
Farmers like Buddy Bryant of Robertson County and from all across Tennessee have just completed their 96th annual meeting of the Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation. And there were some 260 voting delegates from all 95 counties that adopted the resolutions the farm organization will be guided by in the next year. Ed Samara was a delegate from Lake County.
I believe that the resolutions as voted on by the membership of Farm Bureau are vitally important. It allows us to have a voice unified and espouses the values of farm folks.
The delegates unanimously reelected Jeff Aiken as president of the organization for his second two-year term to lead the Farm Bureau. Aiken is a cattle, tobacco, and row crop farmer from Washington County.
The opportunity to represent farmers and our membership is just the greatest highlight of my life. We'll tell you, you know, there are challenges, and it's at times a little overwhelming, but it's just a great honor, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve another term.
Now, also during the convention held in Franklin, the state's young farmers and ranchers held their business session as well and elected a new chairman for the state YF&R committee, and that went to 30-year-old Hunter Grills of Dyer County.
Well, I'm blessed to be a multi-generational farmer. My dad, my granddad, his dad, and ninth generations actually have farmed. I've been in agriculture my whole life, so I am very passionate about that, and I'm passionate about the Farm Bureau because of the biblical principles that the organization holds that I so closely identify with and the character that that our leaders have.
As YF&R chair, Grills will also serve as an advisory director on the Farm Bureau State Board of Directors. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.